You're listening to Business Stories with Ryan Arcaracci, where I speak to business professionals from all walks of life. Thanks for listening, and let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode on the Business Stories podcast. If you are like me for many years, you have downplayed TV advertising as an old-fashioned medium that's dying out. And I thought that for a while until I sat down and chatted with my guest today, Marty McDonald with CETV. He has a dynamic and innovative way to look at TV advertising. So we're going to talk about that. And Marty's here to challenge the misconceptions of TV advertising these days in 2024, where everybody thinks you got to be on YouTube and you got to be on Google and all these other channels, and TV is just a waste of time. So Marty, thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about your background and your involvement with this company.
Yeah, Ryan, thank you for the invite. Excited to be here with you today and chatting about advertising. I have been in digital marketing, gosh, for 12 plus years now. So everything from web dev to SEO to Google AdWords, from B2B to B2C, account-based marketing, done a little bit of digital signage. And last fall, the fine folks at the CETV Now leadership team reached out and said, hey, what do you think? Would you be interested? And timing was really good. I was really intrigued by the opportunity. I had a few other opportunities, honestly, I was looking at that time. I just kept coming back to this because I'm like, this is something really unique and nobody, and I mean nobody, is doing it. And so what we have the ability to do in commercial environment TV advertising is really second to none, and excited to share more details about it with you here today.
So yeah, let's talk about this and dive into how this works, because I think most people think of TV advertising as you know, there's a show on TV or a streaming show or channel, and then you're an ad popping up on that show or on that streaming channel, right? But this is different. So talk to us about what the value is with this type of advertising and how it actually works.
Yeah, I think if we start kind of where TV advertising, our perceptions, if you will, we're sitting at home, we're watching a show with the family, it's 1988, and we get a Where's the Beef commercial from Wendy's. Some families might have had a remote control, some might have had a get up and still move a knob, but you kind of lumbered through the ads. Over time, technology advances and folks kind of do other things. They get up, they go to the bathroom during an ad break, or they go make a sandwich or get something to drink. And sure, you get the volume of the play, but did you get the impact? And as time continues to march forward towards 2024, we've got CTV, right? We've got streaming in-house. We've got busy families. You've got two-income households. Their kids are involved in competitive sports. They're traveling all over. And so TV in traditional sense has been impacted on the residential, right? And CTV is out there. It's a great resource. Don't get me wrong. It's a one-to-one. You can do a lot of cool targeting things, but really the last kind of green field that no one's really looked at is the commercial environment, where that busy family is having dinner, where that busy mom who is feeling stressed from a variety of events, she's going to go pamper herself at the nail salon and get a mani-pedi, and she's captivated in environment with other people in the same boat watching that TV. And so our model is really simple. There's two parts to our business model. Is we have host partners where we place screens up on the wall, and we power the content. It's all premium, so you're getting all the big name channels, the Foxes, the ESPNs, the local NBC station, Comedy Central. And then we can deploy ads over top the programming for a brand. They're non-skippable ads. You have full 30 seconds, or I could do 15 seconds. and you have a chance to deliver your message into a very captive environment in a hyper-targeted manner. If I would go today to buy traditional TV advertising, it's going across the DMA. If I'm a large brand, I'm going to do a big buy across multiple markets. If I'm chucking the truck, right, and I'm doing all the things I can with my digital marketing, and hey, I would love to be on TV, but I can't afford a big budget and I don't have a commercial done. And you start to fade out TV, or you buy it, but you get the weird time slots. You get the, you know, late morning when everybody's at work, or you get the super late at night when everybody's asleep or doing something else, who knows, but they're not seeing you, your ad, but you're on TV, right? Yeah. And so it's a win. We're changing that model. Our ads only run during the hours of operation of the venue. You cannot skip our ads. We can target. In fact, I got a great success story with a laser hair client in Phoenix. She only targets 7 screens around her practice. And they're all the hot little lunch spots that her clientele frequents. Mm-hmm. And that's how she picks up new clientele, is just from a very small bunch, like batch of screens that she targets. And that's the beauty of our campaign. If we wanted to focus on in the Phoenix market, for example, but I don't want folks out in Glendale or west side of Phoenix to see my ad, I only want to focus on my customers in Chandler, Arizona, then we can place that ad on screens only in Chandler, Arizona. So it's a lot of really fun things that we can do. And that's why I kind of look at us as being the Google AdWords of targeted commercial environment television.
So when we talk about how to approach this, right? I mean, who does it fit? And I mean, I know we talked about chucking a truck, home services. It seems like that's a good fit. But how do you approach the placement in making sure that they're getting optimal views and they're really getting ROI from it too? Like, how do you be strategic about that?
No, that's a great question. So let's just live in the world of home services for right now.
Yeah.
You've got a variety of folks from HVAC to plumbers to roofers to window and door companies, and they're living in the world of Google right now. They're doing all the things with digital marketing. They're doing SEO. They're doing local listings. They're doing Facebook ads. They're doing some email marketing. They're also probably doing some direct mail, some printed materials. And what they aren't doing is realizing that TV can help drive that. And I've got some really key stats here for you, Ryan. If you look at TV advertising in general, it can boost organic traffic by up to 25%, and that comes straight from Google themselves. Mm-hmm. When you talk about brand recall, which is super important and a concept that I think a lot of home service companies miss, it can actually increase brand recall by 60% for awareness and also lead to a 25% increase in direct website traffic. And that was a study that MarketShare did. Facebook, like everybody likes to put Facebook ads out. Facebook even realized, hey, TV does impact our ad performance and effectiveness. And from Facebook IQ, they found that that can increase effectiveness on their Facebook ads by 33%. Those are three very powerful stats that I think get missed in this. But because of our business model and how we do it, now I can take Chuck in the truck that's in Chandler, Arizona, and we could say, hey, Chuck, what are you trying to promote? What is the story that you're trying to tell? Is it family owned and operated for 55 years? Is it, hey, we get your preseason HVAC tune-up for maybe $75? Is there something else? And so we want to understand that and being able to cast that story into their trade market in their area. And that's super impactful. We look at a variety of opportunities to where they could put a call tracking number into the ad. They could use QR codes, which are like spiking in popularity right now. You see them like with even Dick's Sporting Goods is using QR codes in their ads. Mm-hmm. And it's just different ways to create that that environment excitement and saying, hey, you know what? Probably haven't had my AC unit looked at in a couple of years. This cheeseburger is really good. I'm watching that ad. Let me just take a quick picture of the ad, and or if it's QR code, let me just go to their website. All what we're doing is amplifying and preparing Chuck and the Truck's business for that zero moment of truth when the consumer is in Google and they're looking for options and they say, hey, I saw these guys on TV the other day. Let me click them.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's great. So I want to ask about fulfillment and deliverability. Like, so if you are someone, if someone's listening to this and they're interested in doing this, Marty, how do you get the content? Do they have to provide the content? Do they have to create the video? Can you create the video? How does that all work?
Yeah, we work with brands that have video content. We're working with a large scale company right now. They have provided excellent video for us to use. And then we've got folks that like, hey, we got a little bit of this. I got a little bit of that, but I have no way of putting it together. And I don't have a budget to do a big commercial shoot. We make the video for folks in that instance. So I've got a lot of AI tools that we use to put things together. I'll give you a great example. We signed a company inside of the franchise space on Wednesday. And I'm going to have their video back to them by end of day today. And our production team works super fast. If the owner is happy with the video, we'll actually have their campaign live tomorrow on a Friday. So within 48 hours, and I have a video and we can potentially be live. Now, does that happen all the time? No, because sometimes folks want to make a little tweak here and there, and that's cool. But we don't let grass grow under our feet. Like, once a brand is ready to go, we understand the campaign, we understand the budget, we understand the zip that we want to target. And we put that video into production, we get it back, we get the feedback, and we go live the next business day with the campaign. So we have that process, I think, on lock. And some of the things that I've seen over the years in digital marketing, onboarding with companies can take a long time. It can take a couple of weeks. I've seen instances where it took a month for a former employer of mine to bring a client on. And that creates consternation right out of the gate between vendor and buyer. And that should never happen. And so we like to move really quick. The other fun part of this, Ryan, and this is important, we take every campaign serious in that I can tell you, hey, we think we're going to get you this number of daily impressions and this number of daily ad plays. After every campaign runs, and let's say they're doing like 30-day cycles, for example, we provide an audited breakdown of that campaign. So you can take our numbers and you can believe us or not believe us, but our third-party auditing service will tell you the actual numbers to the exact number. Hey, you this number of impressions during the campaign, you receive this number of ad plays during the campaign. And that to me is a huge ability to build trust in what we're doing. And that becomes a core backbone to a partnership between CETV now and our customers.
That's great. I got to ask you too, Marty, because this is a big question. Like last month, it was the Super Bowl. I know you're a big Chiefs fan, so go Chiefs.
Chiefs.
But, you know, this is the thing. Like, people are going to ask, well, you know, obviously a lot of small business owners can't afford to pay for a Super Bowl ad, which is going to cost millions of dollars, right? So, but let me ask you this. Like, if let's say people are watching the Super Bowl at a busy bar somewhere, could this work in that case? Could you get more exposure during those peak times when there's more eyeballs?
You definitely can. And we've got some innovative things in our dev queue to really spur that impact. But I would also suggest that in those hallmark moments, right? Game 7 of the World Series, the Super Bowl, Game 7 of the NBA Finals, there are ways where we can actually work with the establishment, if it is a bar or a restaurant, and not create a disruption during the game. So we have that flexibility with our host partners and our technology to where we can really amplify things before kickoff and then a little bit right after kickoff. There are some exciting things that we're going to be developing later this year that allow that live stream event or moment to have more significant lift. And in that regard, yes, there could be some great opportunities for local businesses during hallmark of sporting events like that.
Yeah. And what I think was great about this is the affordability, because I remember back in the day when I worked in TV advertising, and like a local TV ad was pretty high. I mean, it was in the thousands sometimes to get during a peak time, peak viewing time. But this is different, right, Marty? So explain like the pricing structure. I know it's a lot more affordable than what people may think it is.
It is. Our CPM is right around $9. And what it, if you look at the comparison to a normal TV ad, it ain't $9, right? Yeah. So you have a lot of variance with TV ads. Like, am I doing a national buy on ESPN, for example? Am I doing a buy on a very popular show, like Pat McAfee? Am I doing a buy locally in my DMA? You know, ABC might have a rate card of X, CBS might have a rate card of Y. So you have all this variance. We come in and we've flatlined it, right? And so we have the ability to go in and with our model and say, hey, if we wanted to build you a campaign, our CPM is $9. We look at the targeting, and you know, we worked with a home builder here recently. They're going to spend about $80 a day. And that ad budget is going to yield them a significant amount of ad plays. Yeah. We've got a small attorney that is looking at working with us and partnering with us. And they don't have this particular attorney. He's new. He's growing. Knows that he needs to do advertising. He just doesn't have a big budget, right? And so we actually have put him on our $25 a day ad program. Mm-hmm. And that comes out to about $750 a month. I'm going to give him a free video. But his ad play is going to be somewhere around $2,700, or not $2,700, I'm sorry, 2,700 ad plays, yeah, right? And he'll probably get just a little bit over 80,000 impressions if my math in my head is right, Ryan. But think about the impact there. A new young lawyer in a sea of a lot of lawyers.
Yep.
And all the big lawyers in this particular market are on billboards, they're on TV, they're on radio, they're dominating Google AdWords. And here's a way for a new attorney to be a little bit surgical, go find his audience, increase his caseload. If you stop and think about, he's going to spend $750 a month with us and get a little over 2,700 ad plays. He's going to spend roughly 27 cents, Ryan, every time his ad plays on a TV in a commercial environment venue. That is, for an attorney, pennies to pick up a new case, especially in the world of PI.
Yeah. And I just kind of frame this for the listeners, because I work with a lot of home service professionals, franchisors, consultants. I mean, if you're going to spend under $1,000 a month on advertising, for most of these people, one job or one project or one deal, I mean, it's going to come back significantly in terms of ROI. So anything under $1,000 a month for advertising is a steal, I think, compared to what's out there. And this is a great way to get into your direct market. Cause if you're a home service, like if you're a painter or a home cleaner or a contractor of some kind, and you want to hit your local market, this is a really affordable way to do it. And the ROI is just insane. So this is no brainer to me. This plan. Yeah.
It really is. If you stop and think about it, that painter never thought he could be on TV, so he never gave TV an ounce of his thought.
Yeah.
He does Google AdWords. He does SEO. He does his local listings. He's got a nice truck. His truck driving around on the streets of town X was his brand awareness.
Yeah.
Hoping somebody sees his truck, remembers his truck, takes a photo of his truck. That was his hope. Well, now he can actually be seen in environments where people are sitting down. They're captivated. They're watching TV. They're not running around with the pressures of home. They're not getting up at a commercial break, going to the bathroom. They want to finish their meal. They want to finish the salad, the cheeseburger, their tacos, whatever it is.
Yep.
While they're watching it. Right. And so it really changes the game.
Yeah.
For these service-based businesses and in all brands, honestly, it's just a very unique way of looking at how do I reach the masses in my market? How do I create better brand awareness so I can have better brand recall and lift when people are in Google and they are looking for me? It's really exciting, Ryan. It truly is.
Now I want to ask you about the content too. So if you create the video or they provide the video, let's say you create it, can they use it elsewhere? Can they use it on their social media or send it out or do whatever they want, send it through email marketing? Is that still something they can do with it?
Totally. In fact, when we build the video for the company, they own it. Okay. They own the video. They can put it in their social, email marketing, website. They can stick it on their YouTube channel. It is their video. And right now the promotion that we're running is it's free. I'm not sure the last time that folks have gone out and tried to pick up a video, but that can be anywhere from a $2,500 to a $5,000 or even higher expense. Or you could kind of stitch it together on your own and you're spending your time trying to do it.
Yeah.
Where we have the ability to come in, quickly do it, very high quality video, and you own it. And you got a great free asset in addition to a great ad campaign on TV.
Yeah. Well, this has been great, Marty. I know people are going to have questions for you, and hopefully this podcast will drive you some business and people will have questions. So definitely if you're listening and you want to learn more, mention the podcast. And Marty, how do people reach you? What's the best way to get in touch and set up a call to learn more about this?
Yeah, the best number to reach me at personally is my cell phone. It's 480-236-6394. Call or text. I'm here to help. My email address is marty@cetvnow.com. That's Charlie Edward TV. now.com.
And if people go to the website, can they check out actual videos that are out there, get an idea of what you do?
We've got some promo videos on the website. If they're interested in seeing different types of commercials, they just need to reach out to us or click on our free quote and say, hey, I would love to see, you know, ads and for different verticals. Also, too, we can build concept videos for folks quickly at scale. And I do this frequently. Ryan, the time that you and I have been on this podcast, I could have probably produced about 5 concept videos for 5 different home services brands or really any brand just to push out there and get people thinking, yeah, this is cool. I'd like this message to be in here. Let's promote this special. And it just creates a different excitement and energy. Because now people see the ad and they can see themselves on TV, whereas before they couldn't. Yeah. And so it's a really fun dynamic to see unfold when I talk to folks.
One thing I could tell you, just to mention before we go too, is have fun with this. Because I can remember being a kid, and maybe you too, Marty, like there were local ads that were funny because they were just, there was characters and they were memorable. And you'd walk around with your friends quoting the ad. And some of these people who were on these ads, I remember from being a kid, they were popular because they were funny and they were a unique personality. And I think that, you know, think about having fun with this thing, right? And being a character, I mean, not being too over the top, but, you know, you can catch on if you have a dynamic personality and people think you're funny. I mean, would you agree, Marty? Because I remember being a kid and just, you know, and we're talking 30, 40 years ago, I think, and some of my friends will still mention the ads even to this day. And I think people forget that, that there's power in that, right?
There is. I mean, I let off my the podcast here with the where's the beef comment about Wendy's, right? And here we are, gosh, I don't even know, 40 years later, still asking where's the beef? Or we could talk about Terry Tate, office linebacker. You know, there's an opportunity here to speak to your audience. And I think have fun, be real, be authentic. Yeah. I would say this in closing on this topic. Nobody knows your story better than you. So tell your story. Yeah. Be authentic. Put your headshot in the ad so people can connect. I think in this day and age, people want more human connection with a potential company they're going to work with than ever before. And we have that opportunity to reach out and impact at that local level that's never been done at mass scale. So that's the exciting part for me.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Marty, for being on the show. If you're listening, please reach out to Marty, call him, text him, go to the website, check it out. Do not think the TV is a lost medium, because it's not dead. It just has evolved, really. So, and that's great. Everything evolves. So thanks again, Marty.
You got it, Ryan. Let me, the website, I think I failed to mention it. I was hidden in my email, but it's simply put www.cetvnow.com.
Cetvnow.com. Awesome.
Cetvnow.com. Be everywhere all at once.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Marty. And if you're listening, reach out to Marty today. Talk to him about this. We'll talk soon. We'll keep in touch. Thanks again, Marty.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Have a great one.
You too. Did you enjoy this episode? I hope so. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/Ryan Says Thanks. Your support is appreciated. And hey, even if you don't buy me a coffee, I'm happy to have you listening. So keep it up, and thanks again.